so much to talk about. Let's get to it quickly. Did you hear this?
Did you hear this? Broomhead's reaction to the hottest news stories.
The Phoenix Suns won Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals without their star point guard, Chris Paul. But will he be back tonight?
Chris Paul is listed as out on the Suns injury report for Game 2, per our Kellen Olsen. Chris Paul, due to health and safety protocols, is listed as out for Game 2 for the Phoenix Suns.
But he's vaccinated, asymptomatic. It's been a week. Should the NBA just let him play?
Yeah, I don't understand any of it. Again, we don't have a whole lot of information because of HIPAA laws and the Phoenix Suns being pretty tight-lipped about this. But has he tested positive? They're supposed to test every day. Is he still testing positive? Has he had any negative tests? We do know the good news is he's asymptomatic, which is great for his overall health in general. But there's so many unanswered questions with this. I wish we knew more. We just keep hearing he's out. Yeah, the Suns are going to need him back. But more than anything else, we just would like to get some answers and wish for the best. I hope the Suns pull it off tonight, maintain home court advantage, because it's going to be rough going into L.A. That is a good basketball team for the Clippers. So it's going to be a nail biter, but it's going to be fun to watch.
Senator Kyrsten Sinema met with President Biden yesterday to discuss infrastructure. She's facing a lot of heat right now because she doesn't agree with her party, the Democrats, who want to get rid of the Senate's 60-vote threshold to pass legislation. Political analyst Emily Ryan breaks down Sinema's situation.
I would expect that Senator Sinema was kind but firm, and I'm sure Biden got a taste of what he's dealing with. She's not going to roll over just because she's getting pressure from the president, yet I'm sure she enjoys the audience with the president and being in that pivotal power role. She was built for that.
How do you think Sinema is handling all of this?
You know, I think that she's standing her ground. I've got to give her some credit. I did not believe she was going to be independent when she ran on that platform of independent, just like Arizona. But she has shown a great deal of independence in voting. And I think that that is why she's been pretty popular with the overall voter base in Arizona. But it's also why she is very unpopular with the base in the Democratic Party. I think she's handling it the right way. She's very calculated anyway. And I think that this, for her, she was expecting this fight to happen. And I think she's handling it as well as she possibly can. You're listening to Did You Hear This? It's the biggest newsmakers of the day, all wrapped up in one segment of the show. What's next, Steve?
The Olympics are about to see a new first, but a lot of people aren't happy about it.
New Zealand weightlifter will be the first transgender athlete to compete in the Olympics. Laurel Hubbard will compete in the super heavyweight 87-kilogram category, but the decision is already sparking pushback, with critics saying it's unfair to other female athletes. The New Zealand government, however, is standing behind Hubbard.
How do you feel about a transgender female competing in Tokyo?
The issue I have with this is about fairness, and it's always been about fairness. You know, Caitlyn Jenner, who was a gold medal Olympian in the 70s, has said, and is now Caitlyn Jenner, was Bruce Jenner, said it's unfair. It's unfair for people, especially if you're still anatomically male, but when you are just genetically, you were a male before. And that's where the whole woke culture won't let you talk about these things. That as soon as you say we're genetically a male, then you're a nightmare because they were never a male. They identified as a woman. Well, that may sound great in your mind and in conversations, but in practical purposes, like being an athlete, this person would have never, ever, ever, ever qualified as a weightlifter in the Olympics as a male and shouldn't be able to take spots for women that have been working their entire lives. And this is where the woke culture collides, and they need to figure out something here overall. I'm just waiting to see how she's going to be received at the games, if the fans are going to give her credit for how well she's going to do, or if they're going to hold her accountable for having been a male before. I'm going to be anxious to see how it's handled.
Remember, President Biden set that goal of getting 70% of all Americans vaccinated by the 4th of July. But vaccination rates are slowing down here in Arizona and in other states. But the president of the Philippines has an idea for how to get people vaccinated. He said this through an interpreter.
You choose. Get vaccinated or I'll have you jailed. I'm telling you. Those police cells are filthy and foul smelling. That's where you'll be. But if you refuse, I will have you arrested.
Get vaxxed or go to jail. Your thoughts.
That's what our mayor wanted to do. I mean, well, you know, that's what Kate Gallego wanted to do, didn't she? So I'm joking, Mayor Kate. It was a joke, almost. But the Philippines are different, obviously different than the U.S. If they're going to jail citizens that don't get vaccinated, that shows you why. God bless America. We have freedom of choice here. You may think someone should. You may promote it and push people to. But the idea of forcing someone is a nightmare in the U.S. And it's why the Philippines are the Philippines and we are the U.S. Outrageous is what it is. It's absolutely outrageous. You know, there's a lot of things that people should do. If you think about it, you should do something. But you don't jail somebody for not doing it.
Well, they have a choice. It's just one of the options is jail.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we're not taking away your freedom of choice. You don't have to get the vaccine. You're just going to. And how long do they put them in jail for?
I don't know. But I love that he threw in that little nugget of, hey, our jails are a mess.
They are.
And the cops don't clean them up very good.
Yeah.
Just fair warning.
Yeah. And how long do they jail them? That's the other question. How long do you get put away for?
I don't know. I'll find out.
Until the pandemic's over? Is it an indefinite jailing? That's just absolutely foolish.